Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Stay in your lane. One of the most exciting races in track and field is the 400 meters hurdles. 8 lanes, 8 athletes, and each lane has 10 barriers. The athletes are required to run the length of the race in their respective lanes from start to finish and to go over the hurdles in his or her lane. The athlete who crosses the finishing line first and who ran the whole time in his lane is declared the winner. If he violated the rule about staying in his lane, he will be disqualified. The simple rule? Stay in your lane. That's a strange story, isn't it? Especially since we are going to talk about three people in the Bible: Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. John 12, verses 1 to 3. These were Jesus' friends. What we know is that these three siblings lived together and Jesus visited them from time to time. In the previous chapter, we read the exciting story about the brother Lazarus, who died, and 4 days later, Jesus turned up and brought him back from the dead. Pretty exciting. Well, this time, Jesus was in town and the family had a dinner party in honor of Jesus. We know that Jesus' disciples were there, and possibly some other folks from the community. I would think that it was an honor for Jesus to visit their home, and we were able to invite some friends over for a meal with our special guest and his 12 friends. We're not told anything about what was on the menu, nor how many persons were at the dinner party. Interestingly enough, we are told something about the three siblings. Martha served. I take it that she had prepared the meal and she kept going in and out of the kitchen, bringing out more and more food, clearing the table of empty dishes, refilling the drinking glasses. Martha served because she was good at serving. She loved serving, and somebody had to serve anyway. Lazarus, the only man in this family, he sat at the table with Jesus. That makes sense, since he was the guy who Jesus brought back to life, and once more he wanted to express his gratitude for what Jesus had done for him. I wonder if he was sitting next to Jesus. Those are special seats at the table, seats of honor, to sit next to the great Jesus. Mary, she did something unusual. She did not serve. She did not sit at the table with Jesus. She took a bottle of expensive perfume and anointed Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. Who does that and why? Why would she do that, and why did she not do that for each of the guests who were sitting at the table? Oh, I should tell you that nobody said anything about Martha, whether she did a good job or not. Nobody said anything about Lazarus, whether it was okay for him to sit down rather than get up and serve Jesus and the guests. That would be a good way to say, thanks for raising me from the dead, isn't it? But one of Jesus' disciples, he criticized Mary's action. What a colossal waste of money, he said. She could have sold the perfume and give the money to the poor people in the community. Right. But what did Jesus say? Jesus told his critical disciple to leave her alone, that it was between him and her, and he accepted this amazing act. And then there were the important people in the community who were upset that Jesus did what he did for Lazarus, and now people were all about Jesus. They plotted to kill Jesus and to also kill Lazarus because it was Lazarus' fault why so many people are really crazy about Jesus. I just described a group of Christians. Some of us are Martha. We devote our lives to serving in the church. There is nothing too ordinary that we would not do. The Marthas are those church folk who see something to be done and they do it. Sometimes you want to tell them, stop overworking. Let others do the work sometimes. Some of us are like Lazarus. We cannot get enough of Jesus. We're always at church, but oddly enough, we never seem to be doing anything. We listen attentively to the sermons, but we don't serve on the usher board. We never get involved in preaching. We don't sing on the choir. We don't lead a Bible study group, but we are faithful church members, always present when the doors are open. Then some of us, we are like Mary. We love Jesus and we're not afraid to show it. Mary does not get into trouble, but you can always count on Mary when we come to church for her amazing style of worship. And she's not doing it for a show. She just loves Jesus and enjoys worshiping him. Which one of these persons are you? Do you notice that Jesus never commented on anyone? But they are his friends and he enjoys coming to their house. Jesus is okay with the diversity in the family, the server, the devoted one, the worshiper. One family, one church, different characters, different forms of living out their faith in Christ, and he does not criticize. Why? And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3 and verse 17. My friend, as a Christian, as a member of a church community, stay in your lane. Serve God sincerely in the way that he wants you to. We are not all Marthas, and certainly we're not all Lazarus, and definitely we are not all Mary, but we are members of God's family. So please stay in your lane. Jesus is pleased when we do that, when we function according to our ability. Stay in your lane.